They came to Jesus and they said, "Oh, great one, tell us what's the most important of all the laws." And he said, "You take it all. You take all the laws, you take all the prophets, you take all the scriptures, you take all the revelation, and you condense it down and you compact it together, and it is, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself." It's all about love. It's all about the Father's love for you. It's all about your love for the Father. It's all about your love for one another. That's the command, that's the commission, that's the call. Love, love God, love one another. The whole thrust of the primary emphasis of life in Jesus Christ is to love. And practically, boiled down in an outworking way, among a community and believer of the saints, it's love one another. Listen, God has leveraged the entire future of the gospel and the reality of His presence in the person of Jesus Christ on you and I loving one another. God has leveraged the entire future of the gospel and the reality of His presence in the person of Jesus Christ on our call to love one another. We are His image bearers, amen? We were made in His image and redeemed to be His image bearers. What does that mean to be His image bearer? What that means to be His image bearer is to be His love conveyor. If He wants to hold you and wrap His arms around you and whisper in your ears His affectionate words and His tender words, He does that in me and you. That's the call. That's what we've been given to. That's the mandate for you and I to love. Listen, He's not looking for get it right do-gooders. He's not looking for people who are constantly, consistently getting it right. He's not looking for those who can self-discipline their way into good performance. He can take care of all that. He will take care of all of that. Carter, if I cannot create and manufacture and make this thing called agape, if I cannot grunt and strain and self-effort and garner my way to loving other people, how in the world does it happen? It happens when you and I, by grace through faith, believe on the supernatural fact and reality of our Heavenly Father's love for us, and then we flow and convey that to the next person we come in contact with. That's how it happens. First thing you got to do is you got to be convicted of the mandate of it. Next thing you got to be is convinced of the impossibility in and of yourself. Oh my gracious, my sins have separated me from a holy God. Oh my goodness, nothing I can do in and of myself will ever bring me there. Well, by grace through faith, I'm going to receive that which He freely lavishes on me. Listen, every one of you within the sound of my voice need to, by grace, through faith, freely receive the Father's love that He has lavished on top of you, then you will have it to give away to everybody you meet. You know those times when you are overwhelmed with negativity and judgment and critical critiquing of other people? Do you know why you're in that place? Do you know why we're in that place? Because that's what we believe the Father's heart towards us is. At those times when you feel most criticized and judged and condemned by God, even though it's false, is the time that you're the most critical, judgmental, and condemning of other people.